Good morning. It's a Friday with our political observer, Alan Chartok, and I guess this is going to be the cold weekend to sort of kick off the more winter-like season.
Well, the good news is that we've had a really nice fall, and the freeze hasn't come early. I remember it once when it was in September, very early, and our vegetation has done very nicely. But I guess it's part of living here that you get the colors, but at the same time, you also have to face the freeze, and that's what we're doing now.
Well, fall in October also means playoff baseball, and I know one person, R.A. Graff, who's going to be happy this morning as the Mets beat the Dodgers 3-2 to reach the NLCS against the Cubs.
Well, there's a bit of an existential problem here. The American people as a whole have got to be rooting for the Cubs because, you know, they haven't had this for so long, over 100 years. And, you know, it's always been a joke, a national joke. And here they become the Cinderella team. Now, those of us who have been Mets fans all of our lives, you know, that's another whole thing. And you have to either believe that the greater social... Now, people won't understand what I'm talking about here, but that's okay. That the greater social force in the United States, the public consciousness will have to be for the Cubs. Yet they're diehard Metsies who just will be devastated if their team doesn't make it. East side, west side, you know, it's all coming around to meet the METSS, Mets of New Yorktown.
From baseball to something very serious, which is the president's announcement that the troops will stay in Afghanistan through the end of his term. The New York Times editorializing this morning saying the Obama administration sees the choice to slow down the U.S. Afghan exit as the best of bad options.
Well, the Times happens to be right in this case. I said it yesterday on our air on the roundtable. What in the world could he do? I mean, the president couldn't say, okay, you know, bad guys, we'll hand this over to you on a silver platter. It would put an indelible stain his legacy and would also give the Republicans in the fight, always painting the Democrats as soft, even though I don't happen to believe it's true, as soft, a little bit more ammunition in the coming election. So he had to do it.
To the presidential contest, and will Trump boycott the next debate? Several campaigns are unhappy with the criteria that has been set by CNBC for the October 28th Republican debate in Boulder, Colorado, including the lack of opening and closing statements.
Well, I mean, think about this. The only reason people are watching is because of Trump. I mean, one of the major reasons people are watching is because of Trump. So that even the people who have been losing in the polls have everything to gain by his being there because they can't break out if people aren't watching. And people won't be watching unless Trump is there. So I think he's got the tiger by the tail.
We're off to Kansas, Alan. Voter ID laws said to discourage young voters. A lawsuit challenges a rule requiring proof of citizenship that has left thousands of people, many of them young and first-time voters, listed as incomplete registrants.
Well, of course. I mean, you know, look, this is part of the disgusting part of American politics. We allow politicians who are on the winning side to draw their own district so they can't lose. We call that gerrymandering. And the courts have said, well, we got to stay out of that. But showing a little bit more acceptance about getting in. And also, you make sure that the people who you know demographically are going to vote against you don't get to vote. That's disgusting. And we've seen it in the past. It's a history in the United States from poll taxes and everything else. But they're practicing it with a rapier-like efficiency in Kansas.
Finally, let's talk gambling, or is it? Nevada regulators said playing daily fantasy sports should be considered gambling and ordered websites like DraftKings and FanDuel to halt until they get licenses there. It's a big case.
Well, of course it's gambling. I mean, you know, it's absurd to think that it isn't. Everybody knows it is. And let the FBI and everybody else investigate it because, you know, if it's violating laws, I don't care how many of these jock types who come on the radio and the television, I do it. It doesn't matter. If it breaks the law, it breaks the law.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Go Mets?
Yeah, go Mets.